Saturday, updated rules on dealing with sexual abuse in the Roman Catholic Church, expanding their scope to include lay Catholic leaders and spelling out that both minors and adults can be victims. The Pope issued a landmark decree in 2019, making it obligatory for priests and members of religious orders to report any suspicions of abuse and holding bishops directly accountable for any abuse they commit themselves or cover up. Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi said on Saturday he had been disqualified from Parliament because he had been asking Prime Minister Narendra Modi tough questions about his relationship with Gautam Adani, founder of the Adani conglomerate. Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party responded, saying Gandhi had been punished under the law for a defamatory comment he made in 2019, and it had nothing to do with the Adani issue. The man who inspired the movie Hotel Rwanda has been released from prison, where he had been serving a 25-year sentence on terrorism charges. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. officials say Paul Rusesabagina was released from a Rwandan prison on Friday. Rwanda earlier announced Friday that it was commuting his sentence. U.S. officials say the development comes after intense diplomatic negotiations by the United States. Rusesabagina is a U.S. permanent resident. He was accompanied by a U.S. embassy official as he was moved from prison to the residence of the Qatari ambassador in Kigali late on Friday, this according to two senior Biden administration officials. Rusesabagina was sentenced in September of 2021 to 25 years in prison over his ties to a group opposed to Rwandan President Paul Kagame. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump holds his first rally of his 2024 presidential campaign. Iranian-backed fighters were on alert in eastern Syria one day after U.S. forces launched retaliatory airstrikes, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The U.S. airstrikes came a day after a suspected Iran-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded several other Americans. After the U.S. airstrikes, rockets were fired at bases housing U.S. troops in eastern Syria. It's not the first time there's been an exchange of fire between Iran and the U.S. in Syria. However, it comes at a sensitive time. The latest strikes threaten to upend new efforts for peace in the region. President Joe Biden defended the U.S. airstrikes.
Make no mistake, the United States does not emphasize seek conflict with Iran, but be prepared for us to act forcefully, protect our people.
A statement issued by the Iranian Consultative Center in Syria warned the U.S. not to carry out further strikes in Syria. I'm Karen Chamas.
Berlin residents vote on a proposal Sunday that would force the German capital to drastically ramp up its climate goals. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The referendum calls for Berlin to become climate neutral by 2030, meaning that within less than 8 years, the city would not be allowed to contribute further to global warming. An existing law sets a deadline for achieving that goal at 2045, which is also Germany's national target. The center-right's Christian Democratic Union, which won a recent rerun election in the capital, opposes the ambitious target but would be bound to implement it if the referendum passes. The grassroots group that initiated the vote had received considerable financial support from U.S.-based philanthropists who say it would become a model for the rest of the world. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
In the U.S., police in South Texas say two migrants are dead and others hospitalized after being found in a freight train. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Uvalde Police Department says dispatchers received a 911 call Friday afternoon from someone saying a group of migrants were suffocating in a freight train car that had been traveling near the U.S.-Mexico border. The Border Patrol was able to stop the train, and police say they found about 15 migrants. Union Pacific Railroad says the people were in two cars, 12 in a shipping container, including the two who died, and three in a hopper car. At least 10 of the migrants were sent to hospitals. Union Pacific says the train was traveling east from Eagle Pass, bound for San Antonio. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
One. Right now. BOA 1.